What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Wednesday to you. Today is January, 15th? Holy cow. Great to be here with you. Let's get our heads right as best we can this morning. I've already had to send an apology text to my wife because I was just a bit frustrated this morning. And, you know, I'm learning how to apologize better. I'm not great at it. And it's weird. Neither of my kids know how to apologize at all because it's not something I think I or my wife are comfortable with doing. We both like to be right. So saying I'm sorry is a big step. So I just texted her. I love you. I'm sorry that I'm just frustrated. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think people understand the desire to want to be right,
yes,
and the difficulty of acknowledging perhaps you were not right.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, let's just meet in the middle and realize we're both frustrated, but I didn't yell or like pitch a fit or anything, but I wasn't at my best this morning. So
do you ever acknowledge you were wrong while still thinking you were right though, and just let it go?
Ooh,
can you do that? Do you have to actually...
That's a brilliant question.
In your mind, do you have to feel like, you know what, I was wrong. Now that I think about it, I was wrong. I'm sorry I was wrong. Or sometimes do you think, I know I was right, but I'm going to apologize anyway,
no,
say I was wrong,
no,
and just let peace filter into my life in harmony.
It's a good question, and now that I really think it over, I don't think I ever apologize if I think I am right. Just to quell the, you know, emotion. I don't think I've ever done that, maybe once. I don't think I've ever thought I was right and said, you know what, I'm sorry. Now, what I have done, even thinking I was right, is I will say, hey, I didn't handle that the best. I raised my voice. I kicked a chair or something, slammed a door. I didn't handle it the right way, but I still think I'm right. That I will apologize for my actions. I won't apologize for what I believe. You know what I mean? Something tells me that you apologize a lot.
Not that often.
Just to keep the peace.
I do enjoy my peace.
You do.
I don't really see the benefit in endlessly arguing something. If you feel like I'm never going to convince the other person,
yeah,
of my viewpoint, maybe the best way is to just acknowledge,
yeah,
maybe I was wrong. I'm sorry. And just even though I didn't totally believe it, you just
I'm somewhere
move on.
In between both of you. Because I won't say maybe I am wrong necessarily.
Yeah.
But I will acknowledge that I won't change your mind.
That's a good one.
And I'll just
listen.
I'll just,
I'm not going to change. I'm right not going to change your mind on this. Okay. I have my way. You have yours. And I'm sorry. I love you. So I texted her. Let's see if she texted back.
What'd you say? I love you and I'm sorry.
I said, F word. I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. I love you.
I think, like, look, I barely saw my wife this morning as I was getting out of the house. We could all, every guy listening right now could probably text their significant other and just say, F word, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't do anything, you probably did something
at some point. Mm-hmm.
It's probably just a good move to do.
It's an interesting place to start today. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, imaging director of the radio station as well. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. The apology has always been difficult for me. It always has been, and it's really difficult for my kids. I mean, Bo can hit Taylor over the head with a hammer and fracture his skull, and he will not say, oh, my bad, buddy, I'm sorry. Both of them. Taylor does this. Taylor, apologize. Sorry. That's his apology. Sorry. Just like that.
Sounds a little forced and reluctant.
Yeah. Sorry. And Bo's like, sorry. And then that's it. And I, you know, my wife is a big believer in the I'm sorry, even if it's not meant, even if you don't mean it, she wants the sorry.
You do it well, though, because you'll do that, like the revelatory moment. It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Like you just realize something before you said it. That's really key to the apology.
It is.
You have to show that moment of revelation. Like the light bulb goes off in your head, and then you go, ah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
guys. I'm sorry. I blew that.
You know what? I do realize what I did wrong. You have to show that moment that you're just saying I'm sorry doesn't do anything. You have to show that you realized you were wrong in the moment.
Well, I think an apology may be in order in this room as well.
Did I? While I'm on, again, what did I do?
While I'm on,
I was really good when Dave Rickards was in studio yesterday.
You were great.
I paid attention the whole
time. You did. You were dialed in, man.
Really, how could you not pay attention?
I really tried to be alert and engaged for the whole hour.
You were fantastic. Dave was fantastic.
Today, now I'll be checked out again.
Yeah. I'm fully aware. Until it's time to talk Aztecs basketball, right. Yes, I totally get it. but Dave Rickards was in yesterday. He was fantastic. But I'm wondering if an apology is in order. It's going to be up to you, though, Ben. Because you might be the person that I need to apologize to. But I haven't done anything yet. I just wanted to dip my toe
you're
in these
about ones. Doing something that you're going to need to apologize
I'm
for.
I'm thinking about doing something. Something has been presented to me.
You got a problem.
I do have a problem.
You got a problem.
I do have a problem. Okay? Something has been presented to me. And I'm into it. But I don't know how Ben is going to take it. Got a text message yesterday from our producer, Pauly. Pauly was left in the dark a little bit. It was just somebody asking Pauly for my number. And that somebody is our buddy, Jake Garignani, who works across the street at Channel 8. And he's the sports guy there. He's like you.
Love Jake.
At Channel 8. Love Jake. Great guy. Handsome. The whole thing. So I texted him. I said, hey, it's Woodsy here. What's going on? And Jake writes me back this.
Oh, boy.
My wife still has not responded, by the way. So I guess I'm in the doghouse. Says, what's up? Sorry, was working on a project there. Hey. So one of our sports anchors is out this week on vacation. We usually record a 15 to 20 minute sports show for CBS8.com and CBS 8 Plus on all our streaming platforms. With the open spot, we thought it would be fun to have you in to talk Padres and college football, being a Notre Dame fan and all. Kind of just shoot the S for a bit. We record Thursday around 2:15 or so. So that's tomorrow. No pressure at all. If you think it would be fun being on with us, it's great. If you feel like it's just more work or you don't want to do the TV or you're busy, no sweat at all, just let me know. So I said, can I do it on Zoom? He said, well, we've been doing it in person. I can have you out of there by 3. And I said, all right, I got an appointment in Oceanside at 4. I can probably do it. But the thing is I felt the need to run it by Ben first.
Okay, well, you know, I like Jake, too. I really do. And I see the value in promoting our show. I honestly do. The only thing I'm confused about is I know you, and whenever I ask, it's somehow too far away. You don't want to get a car. You don't want to drive down and do it. But a Thursday at 2:15, no problem. No problem coming back down to the TV station for Jake. But last time I invited you and Paulie in, only Paulie showed up to do TV with me.
All right. 6 years ago, by the way.
So I just stopped asking.
6 years, by the way.
Quit asking.
He would ask when we were at
night. I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I did. I got it. I'm not going to. So quit asking so many times. I just quit asking you.
So he used to ask me, like, every week, hey, I'm in a bit of a pinch. Bo is a baby. And it was like, Sunday, can you be down here by like 7:30? I'm like, no, I'm not driving to Channel 10, which is 70 miles from my house. Now, this is here. It's right across the street from here. It's close. I've got marriage counseling, which I obviously need, at noon. That goes to 1. Grab a little lunch, come down, record the thing, and then go up to my appointment in Oceanside at 4. I mean, I'm going to be a busy beaver, but I don't know how to feel.
You realize, right, that Jake is just using you here. He doesn't want to talk Notre Dame either. That was the carrot he dangled in front of you.
It worked. It works because Ben won't even let me talk Notre Dame. He thinks they're going to get bodied by 30. He thinks they don't belong.
They're not carrying the game. That's not a big topic for them, Notre Dame football. It's San Diego. He dangled a carrot in front of you. He's looking to, you know, capitalize on a little Woods cachet for his, you know, streaming program. Did he say streaming, right?
He did say streaming. Yeah.
CBS Plus. So not even
CBS. He said CBS.com, CBS8.com, and CBS Plus.
So not actually even on television, just on the internet. You're going to go all the way down for an internet program.
Here we go.
So you basically got asked on a podcast by Jake.
Yeah.
Video podcast. It's fine. I feel bad that he has to do that, actually. I have 15-minute shows as well, but they put them on TV, fortunately. I just feel like...
So he's cutting me and he's cutting Jake, Paulie. Wow. Do you see what he's doing here?
He's an assassin.
He is a vicious, cold assassin. So I really wrestled with this because... Originally, what I thought I might do is just go do it, but I didn't want you to be surprised. We do have a great relationship, and it's built on trust. And if it popped up on Friday, like, here's Woodsy from Ben and Woods, I think you would have lost your mind.
I will. I'll tell you what I think you should do.
All right.
We're going to take a quick time out.
I'm nervous.
We'll come back. We'll finish the conversation. We'll set the menu for the program today.
You got a problem.
I've got a problem. I've got a problem.
First, Woodsy, it's important, if you haven't done so yet, we're both in our 40s, and we put it off for so long.
We're in our late 40s.
Yes, very late 40s, actually.
The latest that you can go in your 40s. Yes.
Is both coming for us this year. And neither of us had got our, you know, affairs in order, quote, unquote.
Correct.
And laid out a plan. What happens if something should happen to us? Didn't want to sit down with a lawyer, didn't want to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for something I didn't want to think about. But then we found out about trustandwill.com and how easy it is to set up a plan for your estate, a trust, or a will that takes care of your family, that protects your kids, your significant other, if something should happen to you.
Almost 60% of families experience conflict when they are dividing assets after someone dies without a clear will or trust. Don't be part of that statistic. Also, the other statistic that blew my mind, 67% of Americans don't have an estate plan. Again, don't be part of that statistic either. Plan for the unexpected. Any of us could go at any minute, you know. So want to make sure, go to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego when you check out. One word, San Diego. Trustandwill.com. They're going to give you 10% off, and they're going to give you free shipping at trustandwill.com. Code San Diego when you check out. Check them out for yourself.
Process is super easy.
Super easy.
All right, we'll come back, get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danik. I know the music is random. Somehow Good Vibrations didn't really fit the Trust and Will conversation. But
More like backstabbing vibrations, I think.
We'll be right back with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Damn. I'm surprised. Tier 1's thinking that I'm losing my mind. I'm so mad at Woods here. Does that sound like me?
No.
Does that sound like me? In fact, as I was thinking about it, while maybe I'm a tiny bit hurt that you seem so eager to go in and help out Jake.
With I don't want to hurt you.
With his streaming project.
Oh, no.
Oh, so cutting. God.
Ultimately, it's always good to be a
his streaming project.
It's good to be a good media citizen in San Diego. And Jake is a good guy.
He is.
He's been on our show before. I like Jake. Go in. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, I don't feel right about this.
Enjoy yourself.
I feel like he's not being
with Jake.
Truthful.
No, I really am. I don't invite you anymore just because we've changed our format. I don't do in-studio guests very often, so it's not that I wouldn't. I probably would still be occasionally begging you to come down, but we changed things a little bit, and you know, I don't need weekly in-studio guests for my show.
So glad, because I did not like, you know, I have a hard time saying no,
yes.
Number one. And number two, that drive is absolutely brutal.
And I this is the other part of it. I'm also confident this is not going to turn into a weekly segment, because I know you.
You know me, dude.
There's no chance. This is a one and done.
And done.
And it's always okay for a little one and done.
Okay.
Do you want me to come with you?
You weren't invited. You were not invited. That's also fine. I don't know. That would be weird. Like, I brought Ben with me. He'll be in the car. I'll just leave him in the... If you want to come and sit in the car, you can.
His iPad.
He's in the car.
Crack the windows.
Yeah, crack the windows for you. Yeah, it's, you know, the media business can be a bit incestuous. And, you know, I maybe 5 years ago, you were probably more insecure. You like them? That's never going to happen. I mean, this is the show. And we talked about it with Dave Rickards yesterday when he was on. We were, we finally gotten to the point now, and like Dave says, like a jigsaw puzzle, you know, and if one piece is missing, it ain't the same. So I think we're all pretty confident in our abilities with each other and our trust in each other as well. So thank you for allowing me, giving me the pass to go out and do that. I'm excited. I'm really excited to talk some ND football, certainly, because I feel like I don't have a platform to do it.
I was going to push back and go, but I think you are kind of right. There's a, you know, when Dave came in and he was great, but he was also a very complimentary. He didn't need to be that way.
Yeah.
He said some really nice things about us and the show, you and me and Paulie.
Yep.
And to hear that from a guy like that does have you feeling fairly decent when,
yeah,
you know, when you wake up the next morning going, all right, maybe we are doing something okay.
I left on a real high yesterday, certainly, after getting a chance to talk to him for an hour and pick his brain off the air. And again, man, I can see what you meant when you said you worked with him and you were afraid to, like, grab him and talk to him. I remember sending him the text when I was up for that gig at 91X, and they had doubts about me, and they ended up hiring, you know, somebody totally different. It was that show from Idaho, and they made it like 6 months. And I felt a little vindicated when that happened. But then I ended up meeting you guys, and the rest has been history. But when I texted him to invite him for coffee, and when he showed up, man, it was one of those seminal moments in my life where I sat down with him, and I just pounded him with questions. And he answered every one, gave me some great advice. And to have him be able to come in and do an hour of radio with us, it truly was like radio fantasy camp. I get real fantasy camp next week, and I had radio fantasy camp this week. So I thank Dave again. He is remarkable at what he does. Remarkable.
All right, here's what we've got coming up on the program today. You know, it's now just the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Because it is January 15th, which means Major League Baseball's international bonus pool money has been reset.
As of what, midnight last night?
I would assume so. I was Googling last night, like, what time technically is this going to happen? I could not find an answer. A lot of Major League Baseball things happen at 5 Eastern, so it might not be until 2 this afternoon. Might have been at midnight, might be at 6 this morning. I really don't know the actual time. And I don't expect, based on what his agent has said, Roki Sasaki, to decide immediately this morning. But he could. He could. And we're now all in that when does the alert come moment. It is a bit of an uncomfortable feeling after we have emotionally invested in this pursuit over the last, well, at least 6 weeks, if you just got new to the party. If you've been following it, you know, like Peter Seidler was and A.J. Preller, years of work, of pursuit, and it all comes down to sometime in the next week. We will talk about Roki Sasaki's latest moves, the ones that had Woods back to the pessimism train yesterday, yes, coming up in our next segment. We will talk about San Diego State basketball game last night. A solid performance. Miles Byrd was outstanding.
Guess that ankle's feeling okay.
Against Colorado State. Career highs in points and steals. Had a terrific game as the Aztecs bounce back again. They do what they always do.
They are the bounce-backiest team.
They
are. It's almost guaranteed money.
And that's Dutch. You know, that's Dutch. That's his coaching style. 75-60 last night. We'll talk about it in our 7 o'clock
they
hour.
They do not lose two in a row.
They just don't.
I got the stats for you.
I can't wait to hear
it. It's pretty crazy how consistent they are in not losing two in a row. Don't do this at 7:20. We got a pretty cool guest. I know we don't do a ton of guests, but this one made so much sense. And Paulie had his number. We had him on in the past. We thought we should really give him a try this week.
Well, it's a double whammy for him this week, which is why he's perfect.
Coming up after Take on Woods at 8:20, we will be joined by Notre Dame.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Washington football Commanders legend Joe Theismann.
Yes.
The quarterback is going to be with us. So we can talk about both the college football championship game, Notre Dame getting to play Ohio State, and
you know what?
The Commanders coming off their first playoff win in about 15 years.
Paulie, get me his
20 years.
I'm going to text him and see if we can bang it on this show and just me, Joe, and Jake talk it on his streaming project.
That's probably
a better platform since I'm allowed now to talk to
him. Don't take Joe away from me.
Notre Dame football. How mad would you be?
I'd be mad about that. Don't take Joe away from me. I'm looking forward to talking to Joe. It's been a while. Joe Theismann is going to be with us coming up at 8:35 this morning. 9 o'clock hour includes our Rindle Report, final headlines of the day, and then Annie and Elston, and we are We are definitely in Roki watch.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think it's happening this morning, but I can't tell you it's not happening this morning.
I don't know why it wouldn't. I really don't know why it wouldn't.
I'm with you.
It absolutely could. Beware of, you know, fake accounts and things like that. I mean, it's just, this is a dicey time. So we'll all be alert and aware. But I did want to take a second to tell you guys about Underdog. I've really loved playing Underdog. Had a great time playing and picking fantasy. You guys know how this stuff works, man. If you're a California sports fan, Underdog is now finally available to play here in our state. The best place to cash in on all of your hot takes. You know, you hear it all the time. Man, I know how to pick them. I know how to handicap things. Listen, this is your chance to do it. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold? You got a ton of football games coming up this weekend. You got basketball going on right now. They got over 5 million happy players and 2 billion won. Underdog makes it fun and easy to cash in on all of your favorite athletes' performances. The only pick'em platform puts the power to cash out in your hands. Now, you can keep riding with the entry that you have or tap the Win Now button to cash out whenever you like. I have had, like I said, a blast. Won a robust $17 over the weekend, which is better than losing $17, that's for sure. Underdog, the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app. Sign up with the promo code WOODS. Deposit now. You'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. We can share our underdogs with each other. It's a lot of fun. So, again, Underdog is the app. Promo code is WOODS. Must be 18 and over. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. We were just arguing behind the scenes. Ben is very mad that I'm cheating on him with other sports.
Not that bad. You know what I'm actually more worried about?
Yeah.
I'm worried about your mental health.
Why?
Well,
I am too, but why? Why are you worried about it?
You're not handling the Roki Sasaki sweepstakes, I think, very well.
What are you talking about? I'm handling it just like I always handle it.
Is that a problem, though? I saw yesterday you were once again,
Dooming
online.
I just retweeted something and said, very cool. That's all I said.
There's been a lot of talk about preparing yourself for disappointment.
Yeah, I did another one that said, this will soften the blow.
Yes, exactly. And I get it.
And another one that said, they're not letting him out of the building.
Yeah, you did have another one.
Yeah, that's three.
Because yesterday.
That's three in a day. All right, I can see your concern.
Well, and this is what I wanted to point out. We'll do a little therapy here. We knew that Roki was either going to or had already met with the Dodgers in the building. That was not a surprise. He met with the Blue Jays. He met with the Padres. He was or was going to meet with the Dodgers. Those were his three finalists. I believed all the reports from Jeff Passan and others. So
correct.
Nothing changed yesterday.
Yes, it did.
With the news that Roki Sasaki was meeting with the Dodgers.
Yes, it did. In fact, I'm going to throw you under the bus here. You said yesterday, you intimated, at least off the air, that the Padres were the last meeting, that he'd already met with the Dodgers and he was going to be staying here. Once I found out that he was en route to L.A., and they get the last dibs on him. That is what
mentioned
put me
a comment that someone had said that. I never 100% thought that was true. It made more sense because his agent's base has been in L.A. this whole time.
He's always been in L.A.
You're going to go around the horn to wherever you're going to look, and then you're going to end up back in L.A. and probably meet with the Dodgers at the end. I don't think this is a sign or, you know, any indication of his decision one way or another.
Well, listen.
The biggest concern, and it has always been the biggest concern, is that the Dodgers offer a very compelling case as to why he should join the Dodgers.
Sure.
And that's always been true. But the arguments for not joining the Dodgers, the ones that his agent himself said about not wanting to necessarily be in the biggest of media markets and, you know, kind of wanting to blaze his own trail in Major League Baseball, those again favor the San Diego Padres.
Sure.
I don't know what's going to tip the scale for Roki Sasaki, but in my mind, I have heard nothing that has really changed my overall impression of where he is right now.
I did not know he was going to finish the process in L.A. with the Dodgers and all of their top stars. I did not know that yesterday, and I don't think anybody did. So when I saw that,
but I know you.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I know that you believe strongly. And we know that he was hanging out with Padres stars over the weekend. Saw a picture of it. I know that you believe, maybe a little too strongly, that Padres stars are a lot cooler and more fun than Dodgers stars.
There's no question.
And if that's the last impression he's getting over the last few days, which group of people do I want to know I'm going to be hanging out with for the next few years? Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. But he knows who these guys are.
Sure.
Or Freddie Freeman and Max Muncy and Mookie Betts. I know you'd be confident that you think most people would choose the Padres group of players.
What spins me out a little bit is this, just the way that it works. If you want somebody and you get them last, you get the last crack at it. Now, some people say, no, I want first. I want to make a good first impression. No, I want the last presentation. I want the last. I want to read everything. I want to see everything. I want to collect as much information and data as I can. And I want to go in there and I want to close him. So here's what is the tough part. You're not wooing a free agent, right? It's not, hey man, they made you an offer of $40 million here. We'll go 44, right? That's not it. You can't do it. This is a matter of presentation. This is a matter of, how you polish up. They are very polished, extremely polished. And in fact, I'm sure he walked in the room with a couple of Japanese superstars and a polished up World Series trophy sitting on the table. And there's more of these to get. I'm not saying that we're, you know, the Clampets here from the Beverly Hillbillies as we make our presentation, but they are in literally Beverly Hills, right? That is the L.A. Dodgers, the creme de la creme, and we just won the World Series. And here's a couple of your countrymen that helped us get there. And, yeah, man, that makes me really nervous to get those.
If that's wanted all along, though, then right. Yeah, then no one ever had a chance. Right. But the indications are is that's not what he's wanted all along.
Exactly right. And how many times have we heard, hey, this is the most important to me thing to me is X. The most important thing to me is X. And then what happens? They sign with the team that gives them the most money. This is not the case here.
Trying to figure out Roki Sasaki's motivations has probably been a fairly futile effort all along by all of us. And I read yesterday a piece in The Athletic. Did you guys read this by Stephen Nesbitt?
No.
About Roki Sasaki's childhood growing up in Japan. And I had heard about the tragedy of his childhood, but he documents it incredibly well.
Oh, I can't believe I missed this.
In a really long piece about the 2011, the 9.1 earthquake and tsunami that struck his small little town, you know, like 100 miles away from Tokyo. And he was in school, and the earthquake hits. It lasts like 6 minutes. Everything's shaking, you know, things falling off. The floorboards are cracking, and the tsunami warning goes off. This is Japan, so this has happened before. People start getting to high ground. They go up to the second, third floor of buildings. It's not enough. The tsunami comes, and anyone who is not up in the hills or below the fourth floor is killed. 1,800 people in his village, including his mom, or his dad, and his brother, and grandparents, and they are all killed in this tsunami. And it really, obviously, is a huge, huge part of who Roki Sasaki is and what kind of drives him and
amazing
has kind of motivated him through his life. And it's said that not just Roki, but many of the people who survived this tsunami have a very, like, live for today outlook because, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And one of the reasons it's speculated why he came over to Major League Baseball 2 years earlier before he could come as a free agent is that I'm not waiting 2 years for anything. I know what can happen in life if you wait around. I want to go and live my life and start doing what I want to do.
I love it.
So, you know, this guy is a complicated, like all of us, you know, person with a history. It's a great piece if you get a chance to read it again by Stephen Nesbitt in The Athletic and talks about, you know, the town and the community and just, you know, what it was like growing up in the wake of that incredible tragedy. So
certainly a guy that you want to pull for, right, and want to see achieve those heights. I think that's a great lesson for any and all of us out there, whether you've been through a tragedy or not. You know, tomorrow's promise to nobody. And if you feel that there's something you need to do, go out and do it because you only get one crack at it, man. I love that, dude. I love that. I love that.
The bookies are still throwing out the odds. If you care, got an email yesterday. Bookies.com still has the Dodgers as the favorites, -200 to sign Roque. Padres are second at +200. That would translate to about a 2/3 versus 1/3 chance. So they think it's a 1-3 for the Padres. Don't know that they really know anything, just like the rest of us. And then they have Toronto as the long shot at +400 to sign Roque Sasaki. But that's just one person's opinion. I don't know if you can even actually place any wagers on where Roque goes. But if I could get +200 on the Padres, I would still take that, especially with a chance to, you know, win a little extra bonus there. If Roque, I think his, the chances are still decent that he picks the Padres.
That's one man's opinion on sports.
It is.
Look, when you start seeing those odds, that's not good. You don't want to see +200. You want to see -300. That's what you want to see. There was a lot of smoke yesterday. Ken Rosenthal, you know, again, Ken doing the thing where he's like, hey, and this is just a guess. He's going to the Dodgers, you know. So I think there's just a lot. I think there's a lot of smoke around the fact. There always has been a lot of smoke around the fact that I've said from the get-go, I think he's probably an L.A. Dodger. My father-in-law, who's a Dodger fan, was texting me this morning. Oh, he does this to me. All indications say he's going to the Padres. And I'm like, Scott, you know better. You know better. You know damn well he's going to the Dodgers, and we're all going to have to bend over and take
That's
it.
That's such a backhanded
It's
comment.
Such a backhanded thing. And it really is. He does it to me all the time.
Hey, you guys will get a free agent someday.
Yeah, someday. Someday. It might work out for you guys. Mm. Yeah, little brother. Here we go.
Padres did sign a player yesterday, though. Not a major league contract. Minor league contract.
Played in Japan.
Kind of an interesting guy. Yeah, right-handed pitcher J.B. Wendelken, the 31-year-old, signed a minor league deal with the Padres yesterday. He put up really good numbers in Japan, 1.57 ERA over the past two seasons.
Now, I'll take it.
Now, he's been in Major League Baseball before, and he was, you know, career 4 ERA guy, essentially, with the A's and the Diamondbacks. I remember him a couple of times facing the Padres in relief.
Might have figured something out over there.
It's possible. Yep. I mean, this is an avenue that A.J. Preller has exploited to good effect.
Yes.
With players, not Roque Sasaki-level players, but the guys you haven't heard of. Like, who had heard of Robert Suarez?
Right.
When he plucked him out of Japan, and that's worked out pretty well for the San Diego Padres.
I mean, look, Ha-Sung Kim from Korea, there's another one that was like, ooh, who did we get? There's been a few over the years. Obviously, they scour the world looking for talent, and I think he's hit on a lot of these guys, obviously. But Roque is obviously a different beast, a different animal. I don't know what the reasoning. Again, if it's money, we're not going to win that battle, right? But it's not. It's not a money thing. This is a presentation thing. I'm not saying the Padres don't have the ability to give a great presentation and you know, close him. I just don't like the fact that he is there last. Because what you do, if you're Andrew Friedman and Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto and Freddie Freeman and all these guys, you don't let that guy walk out of the building until he commits. You don't. You just keep him there. You keep him there. You make sure he signs on the line, which is dotted. That's it. You don't let him leave. And you have,
at least with a handshake,
you have that opportunity because you get the last word. And having the last word is massively important when you're trying to close a deal.
Speaking of trying to get that contract signed, I want to talk about something I read in the UT about what potentially could be included in the Roque Sasaki deal if he signs with the Padres. And we can get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So I was reading last night in the UT, Tom Krasovic wrote a piece about the potential impact of the Padres ownership, you know, drama at the moment on Roque Sasaki. And he spoke to an agent who said, you know what, it's actually not that big of a deal. The Padres could write in the contract something to the effect of, hey, if there's a sale, or if A.J. Preller is no longer the general manager and president of baseball operations, then you can opt out of your contract and become a free agent.
Shohei has that same opt-out, doesn't he?
He does. I believe he does now.
He does now.
However, I wanted to push back on that. I haven't had a chance to talk to anyone, you know, in Major League Baseball or another agent. And I'm sure Tom talked to this guy. It's an anonymous source. But it didn't make a lot of sense to me, because if you... If you could put that into a contract, and I'm Roki Sasaki's agent, knowing that he's going to be under control for 6 years, but there's a way that I can become a free agent after one. Like, if A.J. Preller's not the GM, then I can opt for free agency, and then what, sign a $500 million deal next year? I'm going to do that. I'm going to put in my contract. All right, I'll sign with San Diego, but if the average temperature in San Diego is over 40 degrees in July, then I get to opt out and become a free agent at the end of my first year. Boom. And then you can't do an end run around baseball's international signing rules.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden become a free agent at the end of the first year.
Look, even Ken Rosenthal said yesterday, Ken Rosenthal, who it takes every chance to pound the Padres when he can, said, could it make a difference in his decision what's going on with ownership? Sure. Will it? Probably not. Probably, he doesn't care. He wants to go out and pitch. His checks are going to clear, right? Like it doesn't affect Manny. It doesn't affect anybody on that team, even one iota. It doesn't. They got to put their head down and play baseball, period. Their checks are going to clear. They're going to be Petco Park. The lights will be on. You know what I'm saying? They're not going anywhere. So, yeah, it shouldn't have anything to do with, there's unrest. If I didn't take radio jobs because of unrest and upper management, I would be out of a job. Like, that's the way that business works sometimes. It's not like the other team's been able to sign free agents. The Orioles have been going through this for years. There's a dozen teams that have had things like this. So if you're at Roki, you do not look at that and go, oh no. There's strife in the front office.
Yeah, I tend to agree. But if it was possible to write in one of those contracts and out,
yes,
wouldn't any team, like let's say the Cincinnati Reds, I would assume haven't really even been on
right.
Roki's radar. But if they said, yeah, we'll write a contract and you will have an out after the first year, and then you become an unrestricted free agent, well, what team wouldn't offer him that?
In a heartbeat.
I mean, the value here, or at least a lot of the value of Roki Sasaki, is
that control.
If he picks you, you get the control.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't upend the system by then saying, we'll give up the control. We'll sign you for the 1 year, and then you can be a free agent, and you can sign as big of a deal as you want.
I don't know
with
that
any team.
I don't know that that gets approved.
I don't think that's going to be allowed.
I don't
think that would be approved. That would be a complete end run around baseball's amateur international signing rules.
Yeah, you're circumnavigating the entire process right here. If that's the case, just bang the whole thing and let him be a free agent. Let the Dodgers pay him $500 million.
Exactly.
Like, if you're going to do that,
exactly.
Just do that.
And or, you know, the Padres would say, yeah, we'd love you for six, but if we can get you for one, we'll take you.
Right.
We need you for one.
Yeah.
And then you can decide what you want to do at the end of the year. I just don't think that would be allowed by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I did read that. And again, I don't doubt that someone said it, but I just didn't make a lot of sense to me that you could write into a contract, yeah, if A.J. Preller's gone, you get to become a free agent at the end of the year.
I don't think I'm...
Imagine the job security for A.J. Preller if that happened, though.
Well, it doesn't Friedman have that same thing?
Is that
what it said? If
yes.
He's out, then Shohei can opt out.
Yes, I believe so. It's the greatest job security ever.
Hmm.
The Dodgers can't touch, not that they'd want to, but
right.
Can't touch Andrew Friedman because then Shohei could leave. Like, yeah. I mean,
it says here, allows him to opt out if owner Mark Walter or president of baseball operations Andrew Friedman leave the organization.
Okay, but that also, that was a free agent contract he signed.
Yes, once you're a free agent,
yeah,
you can negotiate just about anything in your deal.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What I'm also curious about, what kind of perks are allowed and not allowed for Roki Sasaki?
I'm,
the contract
I'm wondering
is, the,
too.
Is a... is a major league minimum contract after the bonus. But if the Padres wanted to provide him, you know, like a penthouse at the Omni.
Right.
Can they do that?
That's what I wanted to know.
Is that not allowed in a deal like that?
I said it yesterday. If I could get in A.J. Preller's ear, I would ask him, all right, so like, is he on the phone today going, hey, so I talked to the guys down at the Lamborghini dealership. They said it's no problem at all. We got to get whatever color you want. Come down, pick it. Are they wheeling and dealing with Wolf right now? Like, are they sweetening the pot? They obviously can't sweeten the money pot, but can they sweeten the pot outside of this? I have no idea if they are now in competition of like, we'll give you a suite. We'll give you four suites. We'll give you a room at the Omni. We'll give you a whole a floor of rooms at the Omni for you and all your friends.
My guess is you can't make that, again, end run around baseball's rules. Otherwise, you know, teams would just be offering millions of dollars in perks because they can't offer millions of dollars in salary.
I got a Ben Woods t-shirt with his name all over it. Over it, if that helps.
In the same one as you.
Yeah. Yeah, you Darvish wore one, then you can wear one as well. I got a text from a buddy yesterday. He said, hey, we should get a fan fest together for Roki Sasaki. Just pack Petco Park. I said, buddy, I think we're a little late to the party. I don't think we could get it organized and have them open the doors for us to go down and Roki. Also, you got to think, fast forward that tape. What if we got 10,000 people down there today to go down and Roki and they film it and they show him and then we lose him? How mortified are you? A, for leading the charge. B, for showing up. I said,
that's what's in.
Paulie, we'd be run out of town. We'd be run. The shame and embarrassment from it would bury me.
We've got a fan fest already.
You'd be doing a streaming project.
I'd be doing a streaming. Yes, I'd be doing a streaming project forever.
And if Roki does pick the Padres, we will definitely be... There'll be a lot of Roki talk. Hopefully, he'll be at FanFest on February 1st as a member of the Padres.
How, you're doing this again.
What's wrong with you?
Hope is a good thing, Red. Maybe the best of things.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you just went there.
Don't become institutionalized.
I am institutionalized now for bad news. I'm sorry. I wish I was more positive. If he's here, I will never doom, you know, on him. I really believe in his abilities and all of that. But, I mean, this thing could come down today. I don't know why it wouldn't. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a few days. Why? Why? Why drag this out?
Because he can.
I don't feel like he's that way. You just said he doesn't live that way.
Talk
he's
about
a
the,
now. Take charge.
Aztecs big win last night next to the fan.